What if Cornell did not acquire all of this? You know, what if it did stay in a shoebox in somebody's basement? It would have been lost.
Having a collection of ephemera like this is an amazing opportunity that I probably wouldn't have gotten elsewhere. When I'm close to the stage, I can't wait
when souls say to break the crowd if I break. One of the things that is different in this class from most any other class I've taught or even experienced is that the students are the ones in control of the materials. They're the ones who are developing the research questions. They're the ones that are manipulating the materials and coming up with the answers that that are driven by their experience with the materials.
For a rare books librarian to realize that it's important to have the Gettysburg Address on your shelf is a bit of a no-brainer, but to realize that it's also important to have stacks of crumbling mimeographed hip-hop show flyers from 30 years ago, that takes an understanding of the librarian's role as gatekeeper and facilitator.
And it's just amazing, you know, last year when I came up here to see my photographs on the same shelf as the Gettysburg Address. I mean, that to me is priceless. Priceless.
Many times with undergraduates, you work with textbooks, you work with secondary materials, but these materials are primary source materials. They get their hands on them. They have control over the content and focus of the class. They're involved in the design, and it's much more an approach that I use when I'm teaching graduate students.
The idea of a class based on research is so open-ended, but in such a great way. And, I mean, being in an academic setting is two things. One, it's often very structured, and I think for me it's been really interesting to have a class that maybe, you know, isn't as much structured. We're working with the library. We're working with, you know, real people and objects.
My work as a collector is not as important as the institutional acquisition of a collection. That is when something really happens. Because before that happens, it's just me and the stuff. And that doesn't communicate.
To have this, you know, available to students that want to know, and you know, I applaud Cornell and everybody, you know, associated to have done this.
It's really nice that I'm given the opportunity to explore so many different musical avenues, and that's what Cornell really does do. You know, they bring out like classes that you wouldn't think a university would think would be applicable to, you know, academia, which is really nice. And I think that's what Cornell is all about. You know, they say any person, any study, and, you know, they hit it right on the nail.
Oh, there's definitely a lot more work to be done. There's a lot more stuff out there that still needs to be uncovered.